Just like how a fresh batch of cookies is baked in the oven, the Shelterbelt Theater is cooking up new works with their upcoming show, Christmas Cookies. Written by playwright Shane Kennedy, a Creighton alum, this show follows the story of your not-so-average Christmas cookie exchange.
I would say it's a comedy with some serious edge, and it is about a group of women gathering for a Christmas cookie exchange in a suburb. But part of what we discover over the course of the show is that the woman who is hosting is actually having marital difficulties and has actually moved out of the house, and so has broken back into the house to host this party while her husband is out of town. One thing about it is I think it's really geared towards more of a late teen and up, so very much an adult audience. This is not a kid's show. You're not going to see anything sweet and cute. You're not going to see, you know, gingerbread men or anything like that. Yeah, but I think it's a really good time. It almost feels a little bit like an independent film in a way, so that's part of what I like about it.
Ron Zank, the director of Christmas Cookies, speaks of the work that the cast is doing behind the scenes. The cast of the show consists of 8 ensemble members, crafting the reality for this winter comedy.
Jennifer Gilg plays our lead character of Michelle, the one who's hosting the party. And then Mary Beth Slater plays her best friend, Sheila. You know, it's interesting because it's very much an ensemble piece. And so I think, as is often the case, half the trouble is casting, just, and not difficult, but just choosing. Because part of what I like about it is it's a female-heavy show. There are 7 women and 1 man, which is also why I think this show should be produced all over the country, because it's a comedy and it's a single set and lots of roles for women. So just finding that dynamic between the actors to play these people who are supposed to be mainly long-term friends was really, really key. And this group has really grown. I mean, a lot of them knew each other before, but they've really grown into an ensemble. And I think the balance in terms of, like, the lines they have and the sense of humor and that sort of thing is really great.
Audiences attending this show will be left appreciating those who are closest to us in our lives.
A couple of things I would say. One is just, you know, I think it's a great, just fun holiday comedy. You know, it's a chance to kind of laugh and take things not too seriously, especially this time of year, just because, like, end of year and stuff, you know, people can be dealing with a lot of pressure, so it's just a nice time to laugh and relax with that. But I think too, it also points to, like, the value of friendship, that, like, families and you know, romantic relationships are great, but our friends, our chosen families, sometimes can be the most important to us, because they really provide our support system, and we choose to be with them rather than, okay, we're related, we have to deal with each other. So be ready to have a good time. I think, yeah, I think you'll all enjoy and feel good in a very different sort of way for the holiday season. I will say, it's not Christmas Carol, it's not Nutcracker, but it's a very different take on the holidays.
Christmas Cookies will be showing until December 21st. More information can be found at shelterbelt.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.